Each year, over 500,000 kids spend time in foster care across the U.S., and making sure they're well taken care of takes a village. I'm Erin Lindstrom, and this is Foster Care Aware, a production brought to you by Tidewater Friends of Foster Care. If you've had it on your heart to become a foster parent, a volunteer, donor, advocate, or just want to learn more, you're in the right place. This episode of Foster Care Aware is brought to you by Norfolk CASA. Norfolk CASA is truly a community-led effort to ensure children who traverse the judicial and social systems are not forgotten. Unlike mentors, advocates bear witness to a child's story, relaying to the courts facts and observations while also reporting on what the child wants and needs. The volunteer is an unbiased third-party person whose sole purpose is to provide a stable adult to a child whose life has been upended while also making sure that child has a voice in the courtroom. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a CASA, which stands for Court Appointed Special Advocate, please visit the website at www.norfolkcasa.com and fill out an inquiry. Then someone from the office will be in touch with you soon about next steps and any questions. There is a thorough training process for all CASAs, but trust us when we say it's worth it. Welcome back to Foster Care Aware. I am Erin Lindstrom, and I am joined by Audra Bullock, the founder and director of Tidewater Friends of Foster Care.
Hey, Erin.
Hi. So I am particularly excited about today's episode of Foster Care Aware because we are talking all about how to get involved. And I think this is a big question out there. Foster care feels like something, you know, there's training to become a foster parent, there's background checks, and rightfully so, right? Like, it's important that we have people who are considered safe interacting with the children. However, many people want to get involved and don't want to go through 6 weeks of training or anything else. And there are ways to get involved outside of being a foster parent. And so today's episode is really focused on that. So to start us off, Audra, will you tell us a little bit about the different ways that people can get involved?
Of course. So the first and most obvious is as a foster parent, like you said, but that's not for everyone, right? So in addition to foster parents, we have kind of the professional team, right? We have the social workers and the judges, the guardian ad litem, which in the state of Virginia are attorneys appointed by the courts. And again, those are career paths and maybe not for everyone. And if you don't happen to fall into one of those categories, you still can be a great assistance in making the world better for a child in foster care. There are roles like advocates, court appointed special advocates, CASA, C-A-S-A, which are volunteers appointed by the court to advocate on behalf of the child. Now, they don't have a say in the direction of the case, but they observe, they meet with the child, they meet with the parents, the teachers, the social workers. They really kind of are a volunteer advocate that is supposed to speak basically for the child. What are their observations, about what might be in the best interest of the child, centered around the child's perspective. And then they submit a report that goes to the court and directly to the judge and is of great value. I've had foster children or that have custody cases that had CASAs and didn't have CASAs. And honestly, I very much prefer when there is a CASA on the case, because at the end of the day, they have a lot of time that they can dedicate because they only do one case at a time to really the best interest of this child. So they, you know, as much as the foster parents know about this child, they really know in depth about what's going on. So CASA is in a tremendous way to get involved. And it is a very, there's a lot of hours involved in becoming a CASA volunteer.
Right, it's a commitment.
Yeah, it's a commitment. So if that's not right for you, you can be a volunteer in a different capacity. You can volunteer with organizations like Tidewater Friends of Foster Care. We have a lot of volunteers that work with us, on an ongoing basis, like a weekly basis, to help out with, you know, managerial things in the office, kind of almost case management. And then we have our intermittent volunteers that come on board for things like Foster Care Aware or the Holiday Project. And then we have volunteers that will, take and deliver gifts. We've had to do a lot of shifting our operations, if you will, during COVID, as most people have, and changing how we implemented our gifting program. And we've asked volunteers to help us with that program and delivering gifts to the home instead of having social workers do that when social workers weren't going out to the home. So there are ways to get involved there. And then, of course, at the end of the day, you know, the services that we provide aren't free, right? I mean, we provide them free of charge, but they cost us a lot of money. And so we rely on our community supporters. We are 100% funded by individual private donors and private foundations to fund all of these services, including, you know, our tutoring program, which is extremely expensive. It will cost us almost $500,000 this year to tutor the number of kids that we tutor. It's an investment that is going to pay untold dividends in the future for these children, but it costs us a lot each year. So we rely on, you know, the benevolence of individuals out there who really care about these kids and want to make a difference. And, you know, that's the way that they feel that they can best contribute. And we so gratefully appreciate their trust in us as stewards of those funds to make an impact in the community.
Yep, it's so important. And one of the things that Tidewater Friends of Foster Care has done is start a Facebook group called The Village. And so if you're not already in there, you can join us. It's totally free. And what happens in there is that we get to share with you what's actually happening like inside of foster care. So when there are acute needs, for instance, a couple months back, we had a foster youth who was in foster care, and she was a young mom and she needed a crib for her child. And The Village came together and they not only bought a crib, but oh my gosh, the most beautiful bedding and outfits for the child and some toys. And it's a really cool way to actually show up in the moment and meet a need as well. And inside the group too, if you are interested in volunteering and want some more information about different organizations, there are leaders of a bunch of different amazing organizations inside of The Village. So go ahead in there and post what you're looking for. Connect with a Wish in Virginia Beach might be a great match. Kids, Kin, and Kinship?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I always mess that one up, but we'll tag them in the post as well. There's a huge amount of local organizations who are making a difference. And I want to talk about that for a second too, because I think a lot of times, myself included, foster care is something that has always been on my heart. I don't know why exactly, but when I was little, I was a child, when we got the internet and AOL and, you know, the very slow internet of the person running across, I would sign online and I would look at the children who were up for adoption in New York and send them to my mom and be like, please, can we do this? To the point where she was like, please stop. Like, I'm a single mom. We actually can't right now, but love your heart. And that is something that stayed with me all through adulthood. And so I found myself in, you know, a situation where I was running my own business and still had this call to help and didn't know what to do with that, right? I am a single mom and at the time was newly divorced and really couldn't take on the responsibility of foster parenting, but my heart was there. And so what I did was went to Google, as we do, and looked up what's happening around me that I can help with. And that's how I found Audra. And what I kind of stumbled into was the Holiday Project, which is an incredible project that goes on from really October, you kind of start right into the holidays. And when children come into care, and Audra, please feel free to correct me here if I mess this up, but there isn't an allocation for holiday gifts within right. The money that's given to foster parents.
That's absolutely right. The state is not allowed to use state funds to support that program.
Okay, so what Audra did was set up a program where community members could actually sponsor a child who's in foster care and buy the gifts that they're wishing for in the holiday season. And so I saw that and was like, excellent. I need something right now that I can do. So I feel like I'm actually doing something here. So I sent her an email and said, I'd like to sponsor two kids. And it started there. And then I posted on Facebook and an interesting thing happened. I had actually posted a picture of my kids and people were, oh my God, they're so cute. And I was like, hey, while I have your attention, there are almost 5,000 kids in foster care in Virginia right now, and they need holiday gifts. I'm sponsoring two myself. Would anyone else like to help? And what happened was about 20 other people were like, absolutely, I'll send you money right now. Or absolutely, what do they need? Absolutely, I'm in. And the next thing I knew, I continued to email Audra to update the number of kids I was sponsoring. And I share that because there's a really beautiful opportunity here for anyone who's listening to just share what you're doing with the people around you. Because so many times people want to help, but don't know how, and don't necessarily, there's an element of trust that has to happen, right? When you are partnering with an organization, giving them your time, money, or resources or anything like that. And so to find an organization that is vetted, that you do trust, you then get to stand up and say, hey, I'm doing this. Do you want to join me? And that is what creates a ripple effect. Yeah. So I just want to compel anyone who might be listening, like, use your voice. That is such an important part of this. And in the United States, I believe the numbers are 33% of people consider foster care or adoption as an option, but only 2% ever take action. And part of that is they just don't know what to do next or who to ask their questions or where to go for information or to just get support making that decision. And another thing Tidewater Friends of Foster Care has done is start a program called the Prospective Parent Program. And this is set up as a, like, no judgment, brave space where you can ask questions and get more information about becoming a foster parent. So you don't have to have, you know, signed on the dotted line yet. You don't have to commit. This is more about, hey, I'm thinking about this. What do I need to know to make an informed decision? And what are my other choices if this isn't for me, but I still care? And so I'm so glad you're here and listening to this because you're in the place of, great, let's figure it out. And that's a really powerful place to be.
Yeah.
Audra, I know you have a story, obviously, right? You didn't just wake up one day and say, oh, I'm going to start a nonprofit organization. Mm-hmm. Are you open to sharing a little bit about your story and how you got here?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Erin. So many, many years ago, in a different life, in a different marriage, I was sitting home on a Saturday and I saw a CNN special about kids in the foster care system in New York that were having a hard time finding permanency. And somebody had done a coffee table picture book of them, and CNN picked it up and did some interviews of these kids. And at the time I was living in Hawaii, and I just was mesmerized by this concept. I didn't know anything about foster care, but, you know, my heart was immediately grabbed by these children who didn't have families. And then there was just this one little boy who stood up and said, you know, I know I can be a good son. I have to find the right dad. And that just floored me, the concept that a child could carry the weight of finding their own family and the responsibility of that, that it was so unjust. I immediately dropped everything and I was going to get on a plane to New York and go adopt that little boy. And it didn't happen. But, you know, 10 years later, when my husband and my second husband and I were looking at kind of an empty nest scenario and understanding that all of our philanthropy was surrounded by children and we didn't have any children, you know, of our own in our current marriage, that maybe this was something that we could do to give back and have children around, you know? And so we decided to do foster care, and not long into taking our first placement, realized that there were so many gaps for these kids in care. And at the time, you know, I was working at NASA as a mission manager, and kind of got a little disillusioned with how easy it was to secure funding for spaceborne programs, but not for kids. And it didn't sit so well. I had a hard time sleeping at night. And we were at a place in our lives in kind of family situation where it was an okay thing to ask, as a family, can I just take a pause for a minute and maybe do something in this foster care world more than what we're doing with our current placement, more than just taking children in to advocate, to make a difference in the community. And I thought, well, I'd just do some fundraising for our local department. And it ended up turning into so much more. And that was a point where I realized that social services is not only resource limited in you know, monetary resources, it's human resource limited too. A lot of the social workers are expected to be jacks of all trades. And, you know, there's this demand that doesn't stop, which is the casework. And that's the real, you know, important work that they have to do. And, you know, their hiring doesn't always phase up with the demand that, kids coming into care, put on social workers. So we decided, well, maybe it would behoove us to do this external to social services and partner with them. And, Norfolk was our, Norfolk Human Services was our agency you're fostering with. And that's where we stood up our services around. And they were very open and trusting with us. And I think that that's really important to have this space, like what you said, an organization that's vetted, someone that does, what they say they're going to do. Norfolk trusted us to do that. And we've done that. And it's blossomed into a region-wide nonprofit. Never thought I would do this. And after the first year, it was kind of, you got to go back to NASA. You got to go in the nonprofit world. And as scary as that was, I chose the nonprofit world because I figure there's a lot more capable engineers at NASA that can do exactly what I was doing there. And, mm-hmm. And maybe I could be a little bit more impactful in the world and being in this realm.
It's incredible. And thank goodness, you know what I mean? How many lives have been impacted by that choice, right? It's pretty amazing, really, when you think about it.
Thank you. It's definitely, mission-driven work for me, and passion that comes from within, and very satisfying to be able to help these kids. I do wish that I could do more. And I think that, seeing what you did and how you came on board and the passion that you bring and initiatives, I've been so grateful for, because your vision has really expanded my passion to a lot more people. So that's why we do Foster Care Aware. Is there are other people out there. Like you said, it's this awareness piece. It's the have a conversation that makes a difference for kids. So if somebody's out there and has kind of had that little burn in their heart to do this, now's your opportunity to not only, do something of your own accord, but start having conversations, because you're going to spark a flame in other people.
Yes. And I think that's so important. It's just like, you get to start where you are. So if you're listening to this, once again, this is like the ultimate call to action is just to take a teeny tiny step in any direction that makes the most sense for you. And so I just want to share kind of, again, some of those options. Number one, like, share on social media. It'll take you 1 second and you don't have to think about it again, right? If that's your capacity right now, we're eternally grateful for that. If you are someone who's like, I want to volunteer, great. Let us help you figure out which organization to volunteer with, or just go do some research and reach out to them and have those conversations. Another option, if you're like, I think I want to be a foster parent, or I at least want to learn more about it and see if now's the right time for my family, great. Contact us or reach out directly to one of the agencies and just learn, take that step to learn some more information, right? And then if you're someone who wants to get involved, but none of those feel right, but you're like, I have some money to give, I'd like to do that. There are options around that as well. Specifically, to sponsor a child for a year of tutoring, it's $160 a month. To sponsor them for extracurricular activities and summer camp, so year-round activity, basically, it's $60 a month. And then our holiday gift sponsors usually end up spending somewhere between $100 and $150. So up to you. You can save up and wait till Christmas and kind of do it that way. Or if you would just prefer to give like $10 a month, that's available as well. And all of those options are laid out on tidewaterffc.org/donate. So check it out, check in with your heart, and just see kind of where you are. And at the end of the day, the most important ask here really is, like, please just share. They always say, like, sharing is caring, but for real, if you care, the share is the best thing you can do, because getting to people who are interested in foster care, this isn't something people usually talk about at the dinner table. In fact, Audra and I have set up many a table, right? And at different events, people see us and they're like, yay, eyes smiling. And then they read the sign and they look away. And I believe it's because it's really difficult to think about kids in need. Like, it hurts our hearts. And so it's not that anyone's a bad person. It's just that this is tricky. So to be around an organization that's actually like doing good work, please spread the word and do what you can to kind of check in with yourself and just see what's next for you.
Yeah.
With that, yeah, anything else?
No, I think you did it, Erin. This is beautiful.
Beautiful. So much. If you're out there, like you're one of us, right? You're in this conversation, like say hi, let us know. We are on Facebook and Inside the Village group and active and would genuinely love to get to know you. So we hope to see you in the conversations and we will see you in the next Foster Care Aware episode. And a big thank you for listening. Foster Care Aware is all about getting the word out about how you can support the kids in care in whatever capacity works for you. And Tidewater Friends of Foster Care is here to support you through the journey. To learn more, head over to fostercareaware.org, where you can join our digital community of Friends of Foster Care and learn more about how you can provide a birthday or holiday gift for a child in care as one of our gift sponsors, stay in the know about upcoming trainings, and help meet the needs of current foster parents and youth as they arise. Whether you want to be a foster parent, volunteer, donor, or advocate, head on over to fostercareaware.org to learn more.